There are hundreds of great paintings created by artists devoted to Jesus Christ. Works by Giotto and Michelangelo were part of a tradition inspired by Roman Catholicism. But after the Protestant Reformation, lots of Protestants were happy to let the visual tradition wither. Trey Kay spoke to one contemporary Christian artist who is trying to help evangelicals embrace pictures again.
20 years ago, Bruce Herman was starting a new teaching job at Gordon College, a Christian school in Wenham, Massachusetts. At the time, he had been a painter for about a decade, but was quite new to life as an evangelical. The dean asked him to give a lecture to the faculty explaining his artistic development and his life as a Christian. After the lecture, Herman took a few questions.
And so the first question was from the left-hand side of the auditorium. Mr. Herman, can you tell us why, in your opinion, no great visual artist has come out of the evangelical fold? And as I was trying to think of a convincing answer, another hand shot up on the opposite side of the auditorium, and a man said, I think I can answer that question. The imagination doesn't grow in this soil. Perhaps what he meant is that evangelical Christians, by and large, or many anyway, are uncomfortable with ambiguity, mystery, and also that those are the qualities that adhere to the cutting edge of art, that you know, poets and painters and composers are always playing around in that. They swim in those waters that many evangelical Christians might not want to get their feet into.
The fact is, since the Reformation, Protestants generally, and evangelicals specifically, have been wary of using sacred images. Herman says that the objection had less to do with the Second Commandment against drawing pictures of God, and more to do with the Roman Catholics' extensive use of sacred images. He says that some art historians equate the Church's use of religious art in the 16th century to a modern-day Madison Avenue campaign.
It seemed, you know, overblown and hyped up, and that all those heavy decorations inside of those big Catholic churches seemed to need to be stripped away to get at the pure thing. So there's this kind of purification process going on among the reformers, trying to get down to what is really bedrock Christianity. And for them, that was the Word of God, that was the Bible, and not imagery. Because imagery seems to be associated with extra stuff beyond the Bible, beyond the purity.
In some ways, Herman's paintings bridge between modern art and pre-Reformation Christian art. For starters, he paints images of Christian saints onto a prepared canvas of gold and silver leaf. His bold, nude forms seem to generate heat as they appear before cold architectural structures that defy identification to place or period. Herman seems to have an emotional connection to his subjects, which convey both gritty earthiness and a divine splendor, resulting in a kind of beautiful brokenness. Herman is respected in the secular art world, but there are some who don't know what to make of his work. He also finds that sometimes his brethren evangelicals are perplexed as well.
On the one hand, among evangelical Christians, what I do as an artist is not fully embraced, although there are more and more people who are interested in what I'm doing and patronizing it. But it's still a relatively small number of people, probably. And on the other hand, you know, in the secular art establishment, I've had, some rejection, not simply because of the quality of the work, because I've been told the work is of a very high quality, but because of the subject matter, the imagery, the fact that it's religious, it's meant religious imagery. It's, you know, that makes the secular art world uncomfortable. If it were ironic, it would be easier, because then no one has to own it.
But owning it is the entire point of Herman's work. By owning his faith, he says that he draws power from the biblical stories of sacrifice. He told me that his secular painting mentor, Philip Guston, envied his connection to Christianity when Guston was deeply moved by the Legend of the True Cross murals by Piero della Francesca.
Guston looked up and pointed up to the murals. He said, these Christians, they had a story. We don't have a story. And what he was talking about was, you know, late 20th century artists and intellectuals, they don't have that juice that sort of drives people to make great, great art or great music or great poetry. And then he turned it around when he was telling us this story. He said, so, be like the early Christians and go underground. paint from your heart and don't give a rip about what anyone says.
For Studio 360, I'm Trey Kaye.